might have to find a new way to discipline your kids.
Yeah, because here's another reason not to hit your kids. There's a new controversial study. It's coming out of the UK, okay, but it found that kids who were spanked by their parents and got hit at least once a month are 70% more likely to get cancer. I know. They say everybody causes cancer. You know, I hate to hear that word. The C word. But they're saying 30%, and they're 30% more likely to get heart disease. And they said this because researchers think this could happen because of the physical punishment that, kids may get. It leads to a more stressful childhood, which could lead to cancer.
Okay, but if you don't beat their ass, they're going to end up being stressed anyway because they're going to be dead or in jail.
Nah.
Or whatever. You spare the rod. It's in the Bible. It's scripture. Spare the rod. Spoil the child. I don't care what all these folks say, and they research. You got your ass beat.
Rottie
got his
yes.
ass beat.
Sure
I don't
did.
Know. I don't think his
I got one beating ever.
Well, right. Gary got his ass beat, and here we all are. And
we all a little off, but we making it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
We got our moments.
I got toe up. My mama, you know, my mama gave the worst ass whooping. Mm-hmm. But my granddaddy don't whoop you that hard, but it's just his voice. He was just such a big man. Mm-hmm. My granddaddy was dark skinned, 6'4", and worked in a steel plant. Okay.
Right.
And then my grandmama, the one that's real nice, she would be real soft, but she would be for a long time.
Right. It just take a long time to get over
right.
it. You'd be like, can I watch cartoons now?
Right. And then my other grandmama, God rest her soul, she'll whip you, but she'll cuss you out so bad. She cuss you out like you. She just cussed me out like I was her boyfriend. So I thought, I grew up thinking my name was Long Narrow Bastard. Sit your ass down, Long Narrow Bastard, you.
Who brought it to you the most?
My mama beat that ass.
Really?
My mama pulled out extension cord. A couple of times. My mama didn't play. Mama,
yeah.
And I always talk about my grandmama, but my mama delivered the worst ass whoopings ever. I ain't never want my mama whoop me.
Me yeah. neither, honey. My mama used to whip us with an extension cord.
Switch.
And a switch, and she had a sewing shop in the backyard. She would whip us and go back in her shop and sew.
Like ain't nothing happened?
Yes, and I asked her that night, I said, how did you do that? You whipped us and didn't think nothing. I think she was stressed out with my daddy, and she just would whip us and just go back and sew.
Well, you know, right. my daddy would whip me and Bronzy, and he feels sorry for us. He go to the store and buy us candy and teddy bears and chocolate and stuff. Then I'd be still sitting in the
Now, my son got in trouble this weekend, but for some reason, I was so glad to see him because I had been on the road. I just couldn't whip him. So we went up there and we had a conversation. I had the paddle in my hand. He was scared.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got that frat paddle, but I said, okay, I ain't going to get you today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Rock T and his awesome wife spent the weekend with me, and Malik was in trouble. You ain't know that.
Yeah, I knew it because I heard you when he first came in. He said, I'm going to let you slide this time, but we still got to talk.
He heard me.
Because remember, he came in. He didn't want to speak to nobody because his eyes were so big because he was scared. He just knew he was about to get towed up.
I know that look. He get quiet when he get in trouble.
Yeah.
He get real quiet, play to himself.
He didn't say nothing to nobody. He was just waiting.
But when I let him off the hook, I guess he was like, whew.
Yeah, he was cool after that. He started coming around.
You remember, like, if you're all together and your sisters and brothers and your cousins get a whooping, everybody be sitting down and be quiet because you feel like you in trouble too.
Now, the worst thing is to be over your friend's house when his mom come in and beat your friend while you sitting next to him. Like, we was playing Nintendo one time, me and my best friend.
You gotta act like you don't see
it. Hit.
Yo, like, what not? You just kind of lean to the right and keep playing Super Mario Brothers?
Right. Act like don't none. My mama used to be two-faced, though. Like, I'll cut up and do something at the grocery store at 9 o'clock in the morning. We'll go to my auntie house, do all kind of stuff, go to the mall. We get home at 9:30. We be done laugh. She done bought me stuff. She come in there with a belt just swinging. I'm trying on new clothes. I'm like, you old two-faced. These past few hours, we've been friends. You done bought shit. I told you I was going to whip you when we got home.
Yeah.
Y'all ever got whipped with a bike?
No.
That's
I
just
got
me?
With a Hot Wheel track.
I can't. I got hit. One of the Hot Wheels.
But let me tell you something. When your grandmama slang that wet dish rag, you talking back and your grandma washing dishes, and your grandmama slang that wet dish rag and hit you on your back.
Right.
That's the first. That probably was the first time I cussed.
Right, right.
And did you get more? Did you get beat more because of it?
No, because after my grandma, this particular grandma, she said, she used to have a little drink of whiskey. When she said, I have a drink of whiskey, start playing solitaire. She didn't give a damn at that point.
She playing by herself?
Yeah, she always played solitaire. That's when HBO first came out.